that you can listen to a program of Years from Home, Familiar Melodies, and a little bit of this and that. And we have to get started fast, because our leadoff band's a live wire, and he's ready to get the gun. Hold on, Mo. We want to hear some of that new stuff.
Thank you. The tastiest little piece of goods that American radio ever produced.
and the new name, Little Miss Helen Burney.
Give you Annie. Well, here goes anyway. That's right, old Orphan Ann takes over and looks those fields of industry run for a few more minutes. And we'll have that soft cutting before you can keep on this, of course. We'll have the latest stuff on the market, but it's all pretty familiar. The longer you get here, the better you are.
Thank you.
Back a few thoughts of form. says the long. A quick trip to the newsroom, and our news editor rolls off a few interesting items in the home front.
First, here's a report from Washington. President Truman yesterday announced that Edward Stettinus, former American Secretary of State, has been appointed as the American representative on the Preparatory Commission of the United Nations Organization, with the rank of ambassador. Meanwhile, the American Secretary of War, Henry Stimson, said yesterday in a letter to Senator Edwin Johnson, Democrat of Colorado, that he was opposed to any plan for the reduction of the American army by even one man, according to a Washington report. Stimson added that the present nominated strength of the army is absolutely necessary for the battle against Japan. The noted American military analyst, Hanson Baldwin, commenting on the Russian entry into the Pacific War, declared that the Russian entry has widespread political implications. He pointed out that the Soviet entry into war means not only that Russia wants to dominate its traditional inter-Manchurian Korea, but of establishing its rights, voice, in all Pacific Asiatic problems. It was announced today that the Atlas Cooper and Association had purchased the Liberty magazine for approximately $2 million. Ownership of magazine will change hands about August the 20th. The entire capital stock of the Liberty magazine, Incorporated, is being acquired from the Paul Hunter publisher and press institute. The Liberty is published in the United States and Canada with total weekly subscription of about $1.5 million. Here's a bit of news in San Francisco. A new way of removing foul plumes has been found by Dr. Bloomberg. In the new method, the patient doesn't even feel the removing of his tonsils. Radium is put into a coarse, covered container and placed in form of a bandage opposite the tonsils. The patient keeps the bandage on for 24 hours. During that time, he can do as he pleases, such as smoke, drink, walk around, and so forth. The only precaution which the patient must take is to see that the container bandage is kept in place. After 24 hours, question, tonsil has disappeared. The radium had shriveled up the tonsil and made it disappear. Though Dr. Bloomberg doesn't care whether you go out of the house that day, the insurance company does. But a company doesn't think it's safe to let a patient go out of the house with a radium wrapped around his neck worth $5,000 to $10,000. Now we skip over to London for a report. The London Daily Herald, the official organ of the British Labour Party, in an editorial yesterday suggested to outlaw the use of the neutron bomb employed by America. Describing the bomb as a threat to peace, the editorial suggested a gathering of the powers to consider it. Opposing the proposal that the secret of the new weapon should remain an Anglo-American monopoly, the paper charged that this was shot in armament rate for far more sinister than any known hitherto. Secrecy and suspicion would cast poisonous light upon all international relations, the paper added. Economic monopoly in the use of energy as a new weapon would be just as great danger to peace as military monopoly.
Let's go. Thank you. Yes, indeed.
When the Spirit moves you, what will it sound?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! When you come to the heavens, let me see you come.
What a sound!
And you're so loving, I bet you'll get to
see. I am fine.
Well, you ate my corn, my friend.
Now to get it back again, are you so old? Ain't that right?
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Amy, will you please get it?
Thank you.